And we're back.
And we're back. Welcome to part three of the holiday extravaganza. Spectacular? What do we call this thing again,
Chris? Spectacular. Holiday spectacular.
Thank you.
It's 2013.
2013. What?
There you go.
Movie day.
So this is going to be our first ever attempt at a trivia contest. So what we're going to do is I broke everybody up into two teams.
Warren has teams been gracious two. Enough to share his microphone.
There two you teams or teams of two?
Teams of two.
I don't know.
We've got Rue and Paul are one team.
That's not good.
The Mims are another team. Steph and Chris. We've got the Drunk Corner.
Drunk Uncle.
Whoa!
What?
Drunk Uncle and Drunk Aunt over here.
Michael and Kira are a team.
The champs.
I don't understand.
Wait, the question is, should I have them do another shot before they start?
No.
We're shutting it down.
Especially not Kira, because she's far gone.
Because she's now referring to herself in the third person.
There
We're
you go.
Done.
What other teams do we have, Mark?
We've got another team here.
Don't do it.
Somebody stop me.
Don't do it.
It's your choice.
No, I'll put it down. I don't think she's gonna do it.
I think they're done.
Yeah, let's leave them.
Those three are for you, Maggie.
There you
You're
go.
Not drunk enough.
Do it.
We got another team over here. We got Maggie and Warren.
Woo!
And then
we're a team.
I'm putting our two together. Shane and Tori Tim Fox are going to be another team, but they're on opposite sides of the table for me. So
that's all right. Leaving room for the DJ.
This is how we're going to do this. There are 20 questions. I will keep track of who scores what. At the end of 20 questions, we're going to try to get two people to do something that we've been threatening to have them do the entire podcast. Just off the air. Uh-oh. Are you all ready to play?
Wait, yeah. What have you been threatening off the air?
You don't want to know.
Yikes, bro.
All right.
Let's go.
Holiday question number one. Where is the world's largest Christmas tree located?
New York City.
New York.
That skating rink place. Yeah. The Rockefeller Center.
Rockefeller Center. But I doubt that that's right.
No. Rio de Janeiro.
D.C.
Norway.
Nope, you guys are all wrong.
London.
Bulger Square in Russia.
Kings Canyon National Park, California.
Of course it's California. Shout out to my Californians.
There you go.
Yeah, it is.
You're what?
It doesn't matter.
I have Californians. They hosted me during Comic-Con this year.
Sounds dirty.
Question number two.
If only.
Water.
She's drinking water now.
Here's question number two, guys. What country was the first to use the tradition of Christmas trees?
Germany.
Already.
Warren.
Yeah.
Warren got it.
I actually knew that.
So, Team Warren Schultz.
What was the question? I'm curious.
Because you are over there trying to drink water. I gave you two opportunities to hear. Are you ready?
Hold it back up, Maggie.
Kira, the question was, what country was the first to use the tradition of Christmas trees?
All right. I have no idea.
Well, there was already.
He said.
All right.
My team already beat you.
All right. Well
I was distracted.
Here we go.
If we had been sitting one seat different, I would be on that team.
Nice. All right. Question number three. Remember, these are all holiday themed. What did the American Ralph E. Morris invent?
Christmas lights.
Jeez. Mistletoe.
Another one for the Maggie Warren team.
Damn it.
Porter
I
lost. Too. So.
I keep spilling
Boy, if you were like one seat away, you wouldn't be on my team.
I find this next one to be absolutely hilarious. Question number four. What was the last U.S. state to declare an official holiday for Christmas?
Hawaii.
Alaska.
You're all wrong.
Vermont.
Nope.
Minnesota.
New Hampshire.
Nope.
California.
Wisconsin.
Nope. Florida. North Dakota.
South Carolina.
North Dakota.
She screams into the microphone.
Florida.
You guys are all wrong. Question's over with. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Nobody got that one right.
Damn Okies.
So right now there are the Schultz Porter team is up 2-0. To nothing. Jeez. Off to a strong lead.
Come on,
here we go.
Team Mim, we're sucking it.
I know.
Jeez.
Number five. Which was the first country to issue a Christmas postage stamp?
England.
Canada.
Brazil.
The Germany. U.S.
U.S.
United States.
Japan. Canada.
Russia.
Canada.
Uzbekistan.
Korea.
Australia.
No.
Australia.
Ireland.
France. France.
Mexico.
No, I got nothing.
Did you
no.
hear me?
Brazil.
Nope. Oh.
Kyrgyzstan.
You guys are all wrong, and Michael, you're way off.
Uzbekistan, really?
Austria was the...
Austria.
That was my next guess.
I was just about to say that.
Side note, how did nobody say Sound of Music as their holiday favorite film? They always play that.
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of
Music. I've only seen that once, and I didn't like it that much.
All right, here we go. Question number six. I have a feeling Steph might know this one.
Probably not. Jeez.
Current Steph.
Come on, number six. Here we go. When is Santa Claus's, i.e. St. Nicholas's, birthday?
January 6th.
Nope.
December 5th.
That's it right there.
Woo! Nice. Got it.
2-1 to nothing.
Here we go.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. You're doing fine. Number seven. What country has a tradition of a witch dropping gifts for children through the chimney at Christmas?
Mexico?
Turkey.
Yugoslavia.
Spain.
Nope.
Mexico.
Australia?
Nope. Canada. USA.
Brazil.
Germany.
Austria.
Nope. Canada. No.
Hungary.
Austria.
Poland.
Killing it? Nope. Nobody got
Asia.
It.
Lithuania.
Asia.
That's a continent,
Estonia.
Not a country.
You're killing us.
That would be Italy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
No, Italy,
really.
Which
Krampus.
Is, it makes sense.
So I was thinking
that's
of people
Germany.
That celebrate
Krampus. And Poland. Krampus is widespread throughout Central Europe.
I have a feeling Rune might know the answer to this one. Question number eight. What is Santa Claus called in France?
Pierre Noël.
Who got that?
What?
Damn
another
it.
One!
Woo!
Word.
Word.
Nice.
All carrying me this
best
round,
guy
guys.
Ever.
Warren Porter and Maggie Schultz are pulling this one out. They've got three. Chris and Steph have one, and no other team has any points. Nobody else is on the board.
You made us get drunk.
Made you.
Nice.
Suggested.
Made you. You haven't taken this last shot that I made you.
There you go. Question.
Don't do it.
Number nine. Remember, there are only 20 of these, and they're off to a huge lead, guys.
Not even a half start.
I know, right? Which country is the largest exporter of Christmas trees?
Norway.
Canada.
Germany.
Yes.
Canada.
That's no fair because she's Canadian.
I'm not.
I know.
Really?
That's we're
she's
revising
Canada
that
Canadian.
Joke. So they're off to a
fictionally Canadian
strong lead. They've got 4 points, guys. Nobody else is even stepping up.
Maggie,
to the plate.
You should remember to friend me on Facebook because I won't remember to friend you. <shot. laughs> If I drink the shot, will you friend me on Facebook?
Yes!
No, she's doing
no,
it!
No.
Oh, Maggie, why?
I have a taste.
Michael, you're the only one.
He took the words.
Oh, Michael has learned his limits.
I'm good. I missed a premiere.
Nice.
How early do you have to wake up tomorrow, and how late is it now?
I don't know.
That's how bad.
It's 9:30 now. So.
Oh, you're fine.
Next question, Mark.
Number.
That's 11 at least.
Number 10. Which American president banned Christmas trees in the White House?
Fillmore.
Probably Obama.
Eisenhower. Bush.
Nobody's got it right yet.
Fillmore.
Jackson.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Clinton.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God, the Warren Porters have gotten 5 right.
They're not even the Porter Schultz's name, they're just the Warren.
The Warren
Porters.
No, because Maggie got
that's
one.
That's the name.
Christmas tree related question, right?
Canada.
Canada.
Because it was Canada.
Out of all the questions that have been asked thus far, Team Porter Schultz has answered 5.
No, they're just called the Warren Porters.
All right.
I answered at least one.
You got one.
We know we want more
you know
on our trivia
you.
Team.
You know he's
carrying
you. Yeah.
Here we go. Question number 11. We all know about the tradition of hanging stockings for gifts. Which country uses shoes instead
Holland.
Of socks
Holland.
For the same purpose?
I knew that
one. Netherlands.
Yep.
That's it.
Netherlands?
Yes.
Same.
Everyone Holland.
The Dutch.
A point of information, Holland is the Netherlands.
Fair enough. Then we'll give it to them.
Yay!
I said it fastest.
Yay, we got two.
They've got two.
I don't think we're going to catch you, but okay.
Pour me more water.
Because we used wander. To put out shoes for St. Nick. But tarot. We put stockings
or tarot. Karma.
It's been a long time since I've lost the ability to speak.
You're still speaking, technically.
You haven't lost your pronoun.
No, she's talking like when
you're
I...
Not, you're not talking like a caveman yet.
She's talking like me when my meds kick in at night.
That, therefore, my pants won't get more wet.
What?
Chris, she's lost the ability to speak.
Yeah, I take it back. She has lost the ability to just speak. So she's just going to sleep in your guest bedroom, right?
Please
fine.
Take me
I
back.
I can drive you home. You're fine.
Please take me back to my apartment.
Wait,
morning.
Where do you live?
Warren, I trust you.
That can be done.
She lives like less than a mile away. As long as
oh, you're true.
Okay.
You're
less
right?
than
oh,
a mile. Yeah. It takes me an hour to walk here. It's
I'll just take a nap in the bathroom in the basement, and then I'll be fine.
There you go.
All right, we ready to go, guys?
Work tomorrow is going to be tough.
It's hard having a job.
It is.
Lots of water.
Jobs.
Just say the
water.
Damn question.
Here we go.
A picture
question number 12. Which company made the concept of Santa Claus popular in America?
Macy's.
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Yes. Damn it.
Kira Pontiff.
On the board.
I said Macy's.
Kira Pontiff helped out Team Pontiff Kaiser.
Team Drunk.
Team Drunk. She probably doesn't even know she got the right answer, but...
I know, though.
That's reassuring.
In the brain.
He says as he's...
He knows for at least the next couple minutes.
Question number 13. How many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol?
Three.
Four.
Woo!
Yeah,
two in a row. We're on a roll.
You counted Marley, you
yep,
bastard.
Four.
Damn it.
We lost.
Because if it's Muppet Christmas Carol, technically it's five.
Five.
Oh, my God.
But we're not counting Muppets.
What about all the ones they discussed?
No one said Muppets.
You don't get
that one on a technicality.
Moms.
Sorry.
What about the ones who are trying to help out, but they can't anymore because their lives are over?
Because they've passed on.
No.
Scrooge, there's more than four, too.
Extra. Okay, we're not counting
Because his buddy,
extra, so.
The
in the Dickensian Christmas Carol, there are
but it's
yes.
Bob, no, Robert Bob Marley or whatever his face is.
Bob Marley.
Present.
Ziggy.
Wow.
Ziggy and Bob. They own the, you know, Marley Marley.
I should have just stopped at the right answer and not talked anymore.
There you go. All right. We still love you, though.
Gonna
question.
Be all right.
All right. So, score, as I remember it.
Six.
To two.
Damn it.
To three.
Yeah.
And then Paul and Rue don't have anything.
What are we doing?
Third place.
And Tori and Shane don't have anything.
That's a book.
Here we go.
Amen.
Question number 14. Which is the only... I'm sorry. Poorly written sentence.
Which is
no
the
way
only, the only poorly written sentence is the one that's coming out of Kira's mouth.
Which is the only Santa's reindeer that is named after another animal?
Vixen.
Yes!
Son of
yes.
a butt!
If I had two more minutes.
I know you
just
would.
That close, you know.
2 minutes.
I was going through all of them.
Number 15.
God.
How many Christmas cards, on average, are sent in the U.S. each year?
5 billion.
500.
Actually,
1,000.
Paul got it. 3 billion.
3
I
billion?
Was only 2 billion.
I think my mom sends
shit.
About half
even
of those.
Been in this game.
It's true.
Damn it.
Oddly general, yet oddly specific.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Moving right along. Maggie, if you don't get this one,
I'm
going to punch you in the ovaries.
Don't forget to set your alarm tomorrow.
With a spear?
With a spear. There we go. All right, here we go. Question number 16. Remember, there's only four left.
We got to get them all released.
Because we have to remember that.
We got to get our game up.
When is Boxing Day?
Day after Christmas. 26.
26. Damn it, I knew that.
I don't know.
Tori got it first.
It's because
damn,
she's
yeah.
quicker on the draw. It's
booyah!
She's further north than I am.
She's drinking less.
Margo.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
They celebrate it in Canada.
It's because you're literally.
See, I knew that because
than I am.
Patrick Stewart posted a bunch of awesome pictures last year on the 26th. Of
I knew what she was going for, so.
In a box?
Yeah! He was like wrapping Step pictures.
One.
And yeah, it was
box.
Awesome.
There you go.
Step two, cut a hole in the box.
Here we go.
Shut me up, Michael.
Question number.
Did y'all get in that box? Sorry.
Three.
Wait, what was that, Kira? What did you just say?
I told Michael he should make me stop talking.
Uh oh. Remember that in about 5 minutes.
That leaves a lot of options.
Here we go. Question number 17.
Stop her from talking.
What did
With
W.
Your mouth. Sorry, what?
What did W.C.T. Dobson invent?
Dobson. The Christmas wreath.
No.
Not a bad answer.
The candy cane.
No.
Fruitcake. Candy actually did
nope.
Cards.
The fake.
That's it right what? There.
There it is.
What? Ruby, you are not playing this
Christmas
game.
Christmas cards.
Son of butt.
Did you say son of butt?
Son of butt.
All right, this one's a gimme.
Which actually might be accurate because we don't know much about the birth of Christ.
Wait, what?
Moving right along.
That was a weird
quarter
segue.
Quarter of an inch, dude.
Anyways.
I don't know.
What?
Go.
Moving on. Two, go.
This is a gimme, so whoever gets this right, somebody's got to help me. Here we go.
Rudolph.
Who helps Santa Claus in making his gifts?
Elves.
Gnomes.
Who said it first?
I totally heard Ruby first.
Hero Team Mike.
Gnomes.
Word.
Trolls.
I actually don't know.
Yetis. Version,
it's trolls.
Yetis, yes. And don't tell the elves.
Who said elves first?
Who do you think it was?
I totally heard Ruby first.
Michael said it.
What show was that where that's Yetis? And he goes, oh, it's Rise of the Guardians.
I believe I have to
decide. I haven't seen that
side.
Oh, it's really good.
I have to agree. I would have to think it was Ruby.
I
want to
see Frozen really bad.
Because that microphone is coming in on this side of my ear. So.
Nice.
Two questions left.
18.
Question number 19.
He's taking it home.
They already took it home, statistically speaking.
What Christmas song holds the credit as the most selling Christmas single of all time?
Jingle Bells!
Nope.
White Christmas.
Yes!
Damn it!
Boom.
It is White Christmas.
Dude is a genius.
What is the smartest? Would it make you guys feel any better if I took a shot?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No,
three. All three!
Take them off!
Go! One, no. Two.
Are you waiting?
No, she should take them off.
Are you
all
right
with
that orange?
With me taking shots?
Yeah,
absolutely.
She don't care about you. She's fine. Tori, she's fine. It's once a year. Tori.
Number 20.
Come on. Literally, her liver is way less at risk
the
than mine.
The only reason
just
I threw like
motto,
this right now
I,
is the fact that I never
If I drink too
You're
much,
never,
I could jaundice. And so she's
This Last question, ladies and gentlemen.
Been since my 21st birthday, probably.
You're yes, welcome. And number 20.
The yes, final last, question.
Oh my God, there's another
now
question.
You got your happy holidays.
Yes, here we go.
There you go, maybe you got your happy holidays.
This is childhood right here, baby. Yeah. I am living it.
This is all Chrisman's fault. Mm.
Yay.
Which popular Christmas food was an American invention?
Fruitcake.
Nope.
Ham.
Coney hot dog.
Potatoes.
Nope.
Candy cane.
Nope.
Damn it.
Nope.
Ceremony of
Tater
greens.
What's
Eggnog.
Another fruit?
No.
Ham?
I don't
Eggnog.
Know.
That's it right there.
What? That was definitely
Lauren
Sanford.
What was it?
I just
Eggnog.
Said it like
Eggnog.
Okay.
Oh.
Couldn't hear you.
We lost. Damn it.
So that was
Lauren Porter's cleaned house.
We want him on our trivias team whenever we do trivia.
These are half strength.
They're yours. She didn't want extra. Okay. You got to do them both. Because that's one for
Chug.
You to catch up.
Chug.
It's not catch up because I was
or
drinking champagne.
I don't know. They did a bunch of shots before
it's true.
You.
We downed a whole bottle of Svedka.
She's sleeping upstairs, I believe.
We did.
She said she was going to sleep in the
shower
downstairs for an hour. And
You're
sleep.
Not driving, are you? You're sleeping here, right?
Now.
No,
don't.
You're totally welcome to sleep here.
There's a guest bedroom, right?
We have a guest bedroom. It's all made up.
Stupid.
So do I.
Hey, hang on.
Christmas influence.
Water over
influence.
But it won't be
I'm a terrible influence.
Focus.
No, lying. See, it will be bastard. It'll be even less fun when you hear this in about 15 days.
That's not okay.
What is going on? I think it's time to wrap this up. And
yeah, it's time to wrap it up, babe.
This is definitely the extra supplemental, the drunk games.
This is a horrible time to wrap it up.
Nice.
This is a horrible time to wrap it up, because hit me with more water. You messed
up. Nice.
I believe Warren is going to play us out, yes?
I could do that.
All right. Should we all say goodbye as he's playing us out?
I think we should all...
Wow.
I think we should say goodbye and then play out.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So these pants need to get washed.
So we went goodbye. Say it. Don't you cry. We'll be back on opening day. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house on Christmas Eve. She'd been drinking too much and enough. And we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication. And she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas morning. At the scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
Nice.
Grandma rode over by reindeer.
Oh, wow.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. There didn't sound no such thing as Santa. That's me and Grandpa we leave. Now the goose is on the table, and the blue pudding made a fake, and the blue and silver candles that were just to match the hair in Grandma's wig. Oh, I warn all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we will leave. When she's been drinking too much eggnog. No, we already did that part. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer, playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas like without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as me and Grandma we believe. See what was Grandpa? Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but for me and Grandpa, we believe.
I just don't even know what to say after that.
Good night, everybody. This is the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast crew saying good night.
Holiday extravaganza.
Good night.
Holiday spectacular. Spectacular?
Good.
Thank you. Gosh, I need her here all the time. Otherwise, I forget.
And
my name is...
Holidays. Everyone, let's go around the circle and everyone say good night, goodbye.
Oh, damn it.
Happy holidays. So we can then compare and contrast from the beginning of the podcast to the end.
Nice.
So go ahead, Mark. Well, actually, you're last, right? You always shut
let
down.
Me, yeah,
so
go ahead.
Shane, say good night.
This is Shane, the intern Donahue, saying good night and good luck to most of you.
This is the fox saying goodnight and happy snowfall.
Whatever.
Or whatever.
Paul Hansen, signing out. Survived another podcast. Hope you did, and survive another year. We'll see you at the next MIM film.
Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
Thanks for sticking around. And I would like to publicly apologize to Kira and Michael for my suggestion that they do this to themselves. Albeit, they are both adults and of legal drinking age. Therefore, I cannot be held responsible for what happens or has happened this evening. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Michael the Kaiser, happy holidays. Eat me!
Hold it together, Kira. You just got a few words to say.
Kira's got some giggles, so this is Maggie Schultz saying that I'm not sorry for all the drinks I poured.
Kira Pontiff saying Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
There you go.
Warren Porter saying Merrily Kalikimaka, y'all. Keep a song in your heart, just not the one that ends with snow, snow, whatever.
Nice.
Not that one.
And I'm one of the hosts. You know me as Mr. Mark Hader. Thanks for tuning in to another year's worth of podcasts for us. Hope you enjoyed this holiday podcast. We sure had fun making it. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you all in 2014.
When the Mimiverse comes to an official end.
No!
What was Akira's always saying?
Well, you know, maybe I'll just have a regeneration.
There you go. Exactly.
Water is awesome!
And on that note... We'll see you in 2014, folks. Happy holidays. Have a good one.
Ow!
Sorry.
Life is a mystery. That much is plain to see. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We thank you for listening to this edition of the podcast, and we invite you to join us next time when myself, Ruby, and Chris sit down with...
No.
What?
We gotta stop saying who we're gonna have on next time, because it's always a lie.
All right, well then what should we say here?
How about happy holidays and join us in 2014?
That works.
Thanks again, and be sure to keep a rockin'
and a rollin'.
Like me, so scientifically, oh yeah, oh yeah.